Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Harvest Girls International Empowerment. We are so excited to be here with you today, coming back on live. Yes, it's been a while, but we are here and we are back to empower you, to inspire you, to motivate you. Tonight, today, this morning, even if you're listening, whatever time you're listening, you can be empowered. Hi, I am Chris Meadows. I am your CEO, your Chief Empowerment Officer of Harvest Girls International Incorporated. I am here today just to talk to you a little bit about Transformation Begins With You. We want to get you started by letting you know that Transformation Begins With You is hosted by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. You can reach us at harvestgirls.com. Now let's get right into the lesson for today. We're going to talk a little bit about the rewrite. Yes, get your mind right, get your money right, and get your love life right. Well, that's your self-love life, of course. Ladies, it's time to get it right. Yes, life has no do-overs. You know that. You only get one. Life gives us a chance to rewrite some of our wrongs. Some of the mess that we got ourselves into, we may not be able to change it, but we can sure regroup, repent, and rewrite the things that we can. Some things you just can't change, you know. It happened. You have to forgive yourself and move on. But in order to rewrite some of the things in your life, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, you first have to have a commitment to yourself. Say it loud. Say it with me. You know how I do it. Say it with me. Today, I choose me. Yeah, let's say it out loud. Today, I choose me. Yes, it's okay to choose yourself. It's okay to say, yeah, I pick me first. That's okay. That's what you should do. Because you know here at Harvest Girls International, where transformation begins with you, we believe in love yourself first. Yes, love yourself first is very important. That's the start of the rewrite. Now, we want to talk a little bit about the triune woman. That's the three-part woman made up of mind, body, and spirit, three in one. But today, the triune woman, is the three that makes up one, your mind, your money, and your self-love life. We're going to change it up just a little bit. So let's get into it. Everything that we need is on the inside of us. Of course, you know that. You know, we are women. We're resourceful. We can think out of both sides of our brains. We can make it happen. We can talk to the kids, be on the phone. We can type. We can cook all at the same time. You know, we're just so amazing, the things that we can do as women. We are women who have started our own businesses in spite of our setbacks, and we've used our setbacks for comebacks. And we have inspired ourselves, inspired others. But yet still, there's space on the inside of us sometimes that we leave empty, and that's the place of self-love. Because sometimes we do put everything and everybody first. And some of you might be saying, well, that's not my case. But that's okay, because maybe you can help somebody else. So let's talk about getting your mind right. Let's take a look at the mind or the brain. Now, the female brain tends to have a stronger connection side to side. As I just said, we can operate out of both sides of our brain. We can do multitask. That's why we can, because it's just the way that we're made. This could lead us to a better intuitive thinking, analyzing and drawing conclusions. That's how we operate. I think most of you would agree with that. Women in many different tasks, we process information about five times faster than men. That's not to slight the men or anything. That's just what scientists have said in studying the male brain versus the female brain. And we use much less of our brain to do identical cognitive performances. It just kind of comes natural for us to just be able to use hand and eye coordination, use our mind and all those things at the same time. That's how awesome we really are. And you're probably thinking, why are you saying all this, Chris? Why are you giving us all this information? It's very important. Perception is established in the brain, in the mind. All perception includes signals that go through the nervous system in the brain, results in chemical stimulation in the sensory system. It involves what you see, what you smell, what you hear. And that's important. And I'm gonna tell you why in just a moment. Perception is a process by which the brain gathers and interprets information. So is perception reality. Perception can become a person's reality because it has a great influence on how we look at reality. And I want to cite my source with you for that, Psychology Today. So let's move on. Commitment to opening myself to a greater me. That's kind of where we want to start today. When I said I choose me, we're committed. We have to have a commitment first to opening ourselves to a greater me, a new level. There's so much more to us than what we even know. Working on confidence, self-esteem, and reality is key, and we don't arrive. It's a continuous journey, ladies. Wanted you to know that being true to myself, searching myself and challenging that person to tackle adversities with a plan and not excuses. It's so important that we don't make excuses, but we plan our work and work our plan. Very important in rewriting some of this stuff. So you might be saying, how do you get all this taken care of? Well, this is just part one. So there's going to be three parts. So today we're just doing an introduction. Challenging myself to accept the reality of life and draw the line. What can I change versus what I cannot? Now that is the first step of reality, knowing the difference of what you can change and what you can't. Consistency is conformity in the application of something. So, substance, what do you want life to look like for you? You have the power to create it and to choose how you see yourself. It will take longevity to transform because you didn't just get here last night. So, if you challenge yourself and you have consistency, and then you create the substance of the consistency, which means it starts to become tangible what you want. You start to work toward the goal. You can see, you can feel, you can touch, you can maybe even taste what it is that you're going for. And that's part of that is being true to you. I will only be true to me, true to you. Whatever I put my DNA on, my fingerprints, whatever I touch, that is what I'm going to be consistent to. So you have to find out what is your goal, where you're going, what you want to rewrite in your life, and how do you want to adjust and be dedicated to yourself. That's part of the dedication, being true to yourself. Now, the one thing that I will say, I will only be successful within myself when I'm consistent with my own healing. I can only do this that I'm challenging myself to my own healing. You cannot heal what you don't reveal to yourself. Now, don't try to go back and rewrite the past. We're just going to start right here, where you are today, because the life that you want wants you. And that is so exciting. I think that's the first place that we can start. So I'm going to just stop right there for today, and I just want to kind of let you digest that a little bit, because I wanted to talk to you a little bit about commitment to self. And in the rewrite, we just got through talking about starting out, we're going to make a commitment to ourselves by saying, I choose me. Say it one more time. I choose me. We're going to challenge ourselves to accept the reality of life and draw the line. What I can change versus what I can't. And then next is consistency. Consistency is conformity in the application of something. So what do you want to be consistent in? And then substance. What do you want life to look like to you? And you have the power to choose and the power to create it. And then you have to be only committed to you, your DNA, what you put your hands to, what you put your fingerprints on, what you touch in life, who you touch, how you touch them. That's what you be true to. Be authentic to yourself. And you cannot heal what you don't reveal to yourself. And then lastly, don't go back and try to rewrite your past. Just start today, right here, right where you are. And the life that you wants you. I just repeated everything that I gave you in the beginning. I went kind of fast, and I just wanted to slow down for you today and to let you know that everything you need is on the inside of you. There is nothing wasted. No matter what has happened to you, no matter what you've done, there is still a celebration in you. I always say that everything is a lesson. We just have to find what the lesson is. Everything that happens to us has a significant teaching mechanism in it, but we just have to remember what that is. And I wanted to leave you just with a couple of steps here of things to remember about yourself. Heal so you can hear what's being said without the filter of your wound. A lot of times we cannot hear what somebody is saying to us because it's coming through everything. We're filtering that tone and those words through everything that we have been through in life. And sometimes someone can say something as simple and easy as, you know, hey, girl, and you could take that totally wrong because you're filtering it through things that have happened to you, being deceived, being cheated on, being bullied, being made fun of. All that is what you filter words through or statements through or what people tell you. So heal so you can hear exactly what's being said without the filter of your wounds, because your wounds, we filter everything through our wounds if they're not healed. You are magic, girl. Let me tell you, don't ever apologize for the fire that's inside of you. You are on fire. Your soul is on fire for what your purpose and your passion is. If you don't know what that is, you have to do the work to figure it out, because everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a passion. And lastly, give, but don't allow yourself to be used. Love, but don't allow your heart to be abused. Trust, but don't be naive. Listen, but don't lose your own voice. I just wanted to give you that today because I wanted you to know that you can truly be authentic who you are. You can be loving, caring, and kind. But let me tell you the difference in nice and kind. Nice is saying that I'm so nice I have no boundaries. I'm so nice I'm a doormat, you can walk over me. I'm so nice, I don't give you any way to respect me. You can talk how you want, do how you want. I'm just going to be nice. But let me tell you the difference in nice and kind. Being kind says, I am very kind, but I must respect you and you must respect me. I can be kind to you, but I have boundaries. I can be kind to you, but you will not disrespect me. I will be kind to you, but I will give you the energy. I will match the energy with you, but the only difference is I will not let you bring me down to your level. In other words, I can get you right without being wrong. So let me leave you with this. We'll come back for part two. I just want you to know, this is what I say to myself all the time, and I love this saying. If loving me is wrong, I don't want to be right. Remember, ladies, love yourself first. And remember, the rewrite is trying to get it right before you get it wrong. So I'll see you next time. And remember, transformation begins with you.